Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
You said
mommy came up with a second name.
Right.
But you don't remember.
Right. The question.
Right.
Right.
Of who it was or the first name.
Right. Name we knew.
Who was it?
I don't know.
So do I get a manicure tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, do I need it?
Mommy, you know how you would know if you're getting a manicure? I wrote it on the board.
I understand now. Look at my nails.
What boy?
Maybe a that is supposed to jog your memory.
Right.
It's all right. It's not bad.
Terrible. No, Sunday morning. I didn't know tomorrow was Sunday. Because I know Sunday morning I have a manicure.
Well, today's Saturday.
Tomorrow I have a manicure.
A chiropractor gave her a crack today.
Yeah, but she said they can't do her neck anymore or something.
The neck can't be cracked anymore.
No?
That's what he said. Too tight.
Can't crack.
I'm telling you.
Dr. Ho would crack.
He would. No, he'd give you a needle.
Give me a needle.
He's the best.
Have you seen him? Really?
Not in the last few weeks, but I will go back and see him.
He's still practicing?
He's unbelievable. Nobody is like Dr. Ho. Nobody. He is in amazing shape. And he always wants to hear about you, but especially Daddy, because he compares himself to Daddy all the time.
I think we're the same age.
No, he's younger than you. He just turned 90. He turned 90 in August.
So it's a couple years with...
Yeah. But he lifts 25 pounds. I should show you. He makes videos of himself in the gym. You can't believe how strong he is. He's unbelievable.
He lifts 25 pounds?
Unbelievable. And then he does, like, bench presses of, like, 200. And he's tiny. He weighs about 125 pounds. He's tiny. But he's great. He's great. He's the best. Daddy, who was it? What name was that?
I'm trying to think.
And what was it in context? What was it about? Was it a person?
No.
Were you thinking about Abigail?
No.
Abigail Sarah?
Did you know that Abigail is her name in Hebrew as well as
It's a Hebrew
English?
Name.
Yeah.
It's a Hebrew name.
It's
called Abigail.
Abigail is a
Hebrew name. It was one of the wives of David. She was one of David's wives, Abigail.
How did they figure that up? How they make a name like that a thousand years
how
ago?
How they make any name? Have? What? What?
How many did he have?
I think he had five. And then he stole one, remember?
Right. Thank God I'm in trouble with God.
That's right.
Right.
Not nice. And then he went off and had her husband killed in war, remember?
Right.
Not
that
good.
Was terrible. Terrible. God punished him.
Terrible.
Oh.
David, King David.
What did he do?
He had the general, Bathsheba. He saw her bathing naked, and he said, come over here. And she was married, and he had a husband killed.
Right.
Good guy.
Good guy. Great.
I know the story.
The Bible is full of those kind of stories.
Oh, yeah. Not nice.
They make it up, too, as they go along.
Think so?
Were they there? Did they write letters? Did they write information that they have? They weren't there. There's no record of it. It's all made up. It's all crap.
Well, some of it is history, though.
What part is history?
The Jewish history. That is the Bible.
It's not made up.
You don't know that it's not made up.
The stories in the Bible, some of them are to tell parables.
Who built the wall?
What?
Who built the wall? The Western Wall.
I don't know. Who built it?
The Jewish people.
Okay.
It was a temple.
All right, so I believe that because I could see it.
It was Solomon, wasn't it?
Okay, so that part is true. But a lot of the stuff there is made up garbage because nobody was there and nobody remembers and nobody cares. So they make up stories to go along with the lines. Some of it is true, Tsar, but a lot of it is not. I don't believe it, Lisa. I don't. I believe what you see is what you know. And these are relics from the past, and I go with it. But a lot of it, the way they write, is as if it was yesterday, and it wasn't yesterday, and they don't know. But they write anyway. And they use their imagination. Moses did this, and Moses did that. Please. There's a lot of stuff in the Bible that I can't...
Moses supposes his toes aren't roses. But Moses supposes erroneously. Because Moses, he knows his toes aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toes to be.
Don't be a smart ass.
Don't you remember that from singing Moses in the rain? Moses supposes his toes aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toes to be. Well, Moses, he knows his toes aren't roses.
It's all made up stuff. There's some of it that's real, and the part that's real, it's also partly made up. Nobody lived those 1,000 years ago. They left records. Nobody left records. Nobody knows. It's a good story. But if you believe everything there, you got to be crazy.
Well. Crazy is normal.
Crazy.
If there were records.
Crazy for thinking. I'm lonely.
It's one thing. But if it was in the 14th...
But, Mommy, the Pharaoh was real. Egypt was real. The people were slaves.
Of it, and you can see it and feel it. In other words, you go there and you see the
people.
Relics.
People know the story of David. David is real. There was a King David. He did have all those wives. By that time, the Jewish people were writing down a lot of history. Hebrew is a very old language.
So be a good guy. Get me a Kleenex, please, darling.
No.
Yeah, I can't get it.
Yeah, the nose keeps running.
Yeah, my nose is running. Give me some Kleenex, will you, please?
Hey, when did you move that over there? When did you move that over there, Ma?
What?
I don't remember you moving that over there. The cabinet. You moved the cabinet over there a while ago?
I didn't like it there. I put that there instead.
That's nice.
Goes together. Thank you, Ron.
Daddy, I think we should get Mommy some pad thai tonight.
Okay.
And since it's after 5, I think we should get organized with it. Otherwise, Mommy won't eat it.
Right.
So there's two places. One is Bluefin, which apparently is Liz says Mommy loves. But Mommy says she would just as soon also try the local Chinese place.
Okay.
But what do you think?
We can try this one.
Do they have pad thai if it's Chinese? It's different.
There's a very good place, a real pad thai, at Polo Club.
You want to go there?
We'll go there. That's where Mommy and I used to go to the restaurant.
So let's go now. We'll get takeout. Okay. Let's go. Mommy, we're going to go. I want to get you some dinner.
What about you?
It's enough for me. I ate plenty today.
Oh, but I should eat, but
yes.
You're not eating. I ate
yes.
plenty today, Lisa.
No, you didn't. I saw what
and
you
Daddy
ate.
Daddy has to eat.
Daddy, we'll get food for all of us. We'll come. And Jill also is coming. And
I'll
Jill is coming for dinner, too.
Jill's coming for dinner, but what does she want?
I'll ask her.
All right.
All right. All right. Go. All right. Goodbye.
Yes,
sir. I'll ask her. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@lisawexler.com.